Now this is channel 2 right. This is channel 2 right. I'm leaving channel 1 over for the first big performance of the Mayo Chorus. This on channel 2 right, the beginning of channel 2 right, is for Preacher Taylor's comment on Deacon Hollis. Preacher Taylor's comment on Deacon Hollis after he played the tape that I left him on Sunday, on Monday, the first Labor Day, the 1st of September, 69. I picked it up this morning, Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 69, over at his house. He tried to get James Pye and his wife live right across the road from him, or the lane from him. And he said he didn't get anybody else to listen to it with him, but he was ready to talk about it. And the first time anybody has ever done that, he talked about the position of Deacon Hollis. Deacon Hollis, and he knows Deacon Hollis well. He knows right where he lives, and he's worked with him. And this is Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right. Preacher Taylor's comments on remarks on Deacon Hollis after he heard my tape of the performance of the Mayo Chorus. And this is Channel 2 Right. This is Channel 2 Right, and Tuesday the 2nd of September, 69. Channel 2 Right, beginning of Channel 2 Right, and Tuesday the 2nd of September, 69.
Hey, come on out as soon as you get ready.
Coming back next Sunday, this coming Sunday.
You'll be at Williamston, huh?
Yeah. No. They'll be here.
Be here. How you doing, Mr. Miles?
You know Priest Taylor, say?
Yes, sir.
I guess it's Miss Taylor. I never met her.
That's my wife.
How do you do, Miss Taylor?
Do you hear the Mayo Chorus too?
Yes, I sent you to go.
I never know there's anything like that in this country.
Such a hard time. He is church, he is preacher. Fell out to the old preacher on him at church when he had to be off in these meetings.
Oh.
They didn't hit so good, and he finally left Baptist and went to the sanctuary. So he lost.
Oh, he did. Well, I see, I didn't know about that.
But he had done organized this chorus. They got to going and they just went higher and higher until they got up to this. Now you see they can put it to where what they're doing get back over the district.
So they really go places.
Yes. Hey, it's nonsense. I think he used to be with Reverend Hamilton, Baptist preacher, next Sunday somewhere. I don't know whether it's here, but I think it's at Williamston, Barnes Hamilton. I think the information I got from them, the route they're going.
You can turn it back and play it again.
Fine.
He lived uptown. Nobody seemed to know where he lived.
And, yes, I know exactly where he lived. He was out there in quarters out there. I seen him there in Greenville. He lives out in a place out there called Lincoln Heights. There was a town out there. Passed up there. It was all over town. Best friend. I always thought highly of him, but when the preacher didn't seem to think so much of him, he had too much power down there on the floor. He had too much power on the floor. That was among the laymen of the church.
Yeah.
Plenty of things that preachers tried to do. He did among the members, but he blocked that field. sing, pray, good talker. He was pastor, was very determined man. He thought he ought to lead everybody, to only lead him so far and no farther. And they didn't like that.
Yeah.
The preacher did.
He just too powerful himself.
Yes, he was too powerful, but he wasn't power enough. He didn't have what this other fellow had. This other fellow had Christian power, and he had political power and tried to tell the church politically, you know. I'd run so far and get up to hear such deacons as he, that Hollis, he'd have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
He just got tired. Some of them treating him in such a way until Hollis got tired.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on with the folks, with the crowd that was carrying out the biggest voice.
Yeah.
He got them on his side. He got a bunch of them now. I see he got. I heard Gil making a speech. Several others that I really knew, they were in his program.
Right on.
Well, and so that just really.
Well, that's well now, is that you're talking about now? That's the holiness crowd that you're talking about now.
No, it's Gil Methodist. He belonged to this church around here, and some belonged. Church in Baptist Church in Making Open. Some belong to the Sanctified Church in Gainesville.
Yeah.
I just wish I could have got some more outside of me to listen, you know. But when they come in, it was raining, and they just didn't seem to get over here. I had to come over here this morning. I was going
I can get it back sometime. You tell me when you want it, and I'll get it back for you. Fixed with all these groups now, the Baptists and the Methodists and all.
Yes.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
It's called undenominational. Uh-huh. It's going about trying to work for the Lord.
Yeah. Any denomination.
Yes.
Well, now that's, you don't hear too much about things like that.
No. On either side.
Well, Preacher Taylor, this here where they have take turn about having Texas on Sunday. You know, one of them wants a new church, another wants a new church.
Mm-hmm.
They could get a better church if they just have the same one and take turn about.
Right.
But that's, they don't do that much, do they?
No, man. Baptist is a Methodist, Sanctified folks, they have their mood, and that just them. They want to own to all that in their service.
Yes. Where do the Sanctified have their meetings?
Well, there ain't no Sanctified church. They have their meeting in Macon over.
They got a church over there?
Yes, they got three churches over there.
So they have.
Goodness.
Is that right? Let me tell you.
Over here.
Is what did Deacon Hollis do? Make a living.
He waits up to you. Used to work at the university.
What did he do out there?
I don't know. I know he was working at the university. Worked for several years. But I think he run up into an age problem. Got too old for his job or something. And he comes to getting sick. Nice fella, about that size. He's so stout. He's over here at make an oath of. I know him. We call him by a short name, Man Murray. He's man is president of one of these union choirs. Well, he president of this side. He's a very fine fellow too. Back to where he used to didn't talk, but he talked now.
Mm-hmm. Man Murray.
Man Murray.
Now he's not in this.
Yeah, he's in the same concern.
Is he? And then he's president of another concern too.
He's president of this concern. This concern is a part of the members of the concern that Harley is over the what they call themselves, them boys. It's not some kind of a chorus, male chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Hollis is the president of the male chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And more chorus from all over the district, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And a president to that particular chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And all these comes together at least once a year and have a great big concern of it.
Oh, yeah.
And this year's that outlet there from the mail corps,
mm-hmm,
department of district.
But there's some other mail courses too.
Yeah, it comes in the rhythm and all that together, but you can't tell who is who when they all get together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly about like the sanctified church as Jehovah Witness. Now, Jehovah Witness, they don't take nothing to do with nobody but themselves. And they think they're right, and all them that think that they're wrong, they don't take nothing to do with them.
Yeah. So you haven't got any witnesses in this male court?
No, not. Not as I know, unless it's somebody from the sanctified denomination that's still holding on with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now this is Channel 2 around 135 or 40, Channel 2 around 135 or 40, and this is the end of Preacher Taylor's comments on Deacon Hollis and the Mayo Chorus. On Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 69, I've placed this on the beginning of Channel 2 right and leaving Channel 1 open for the performance of the male chorus on this coming Sunday.